Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Father Time checked so there'd be no doubt. Call on the north wind to come on out. Then cupped his hands so proudly to shout, la-di-da-di-da-di-dum, 'tis autumn. Trees say they're tired, they've borne too much fruit. Charmed all the wayside, there's no dispute. Now shedding leaves, they don't give a hoot. La-di-da-di-da-di-dum, 'tis autumn. Then the birds got together to chirp about the weather. After making their decision in birdie-like precision, turned about and made a beeline to south. My holding you close really is no crime. Ask the birds, the trees, and old Father Time. It's just to help the mercury climb. La-di-da-di-da-di-dum, 'tis autumn. It's just to help the mercury climb. La-di-da-di-la-di-dum, 'tis autumn.
Welcome to this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And this morning we are going to be greeting the arrival of autumn. According to the calendar, it started yesterday, and we can look forward to the delights of autumn with all its wonderful colors. It's gentle weather, there's breezes and some rain, I think. It's wedged between the heat of summer and the cold of winter. And we have songs to celebrate this delightful season this morning. We started off with the Nat King Cole Trio from 1949. With a song written by Henry Nemo called, appropriately, 'Tis Autumn. As I said, from 1949. Well, we have three more songs about autumn coming up for you just in a few moments. And we're going to go first to 1956. And Bobby Hackett and Friends. Bobby Hackett, of course, a wonderful trumpeter, had a long career and played with some of the big bands and also many of the smaller groups. And I believe for a while with his own orchestra. He's going to bring us a number written by Kim Gannon and Joseph Miro called Autumn Nocturne. And then we'll go forward a couple of years to the lovely jazz singer Anita O'Day, a very welcome and frequent visitor on the show. We always love to hear her delightful voice. As I said, from 1958, she will bring us a song called Early Autumn, which we are in, this being the second day of the season. It was written by Johnny Mercer, Ralph Burns, and Woody Herman. And then 1957, to two of the most famous jazz artists of the century, the 20th, that is, and that's Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. And they'll be bringing us their voices, and also, I believe, the trumpet of Louis Armstrong on the Autumn Classic, written by Vernon Duke, called Autumn in New York. Three songs about this lovely season, and we'll start with Bobby Hackett and Autumn Nocturne.
Shut her down. country lane, a russet brown, a frosty window pane, shows me a town grown lonely. Spring of ours that started so April hearted seemed made for just a boy and girl. I never dreamed that you any fall could come in view so early.
At sundown, oh, autumn in New York, it lifts you up when you run down. Yes, Genoese and gay divorces who lunch at the Ritz will tell you that it's divine. This autumn in New York transforms the slums into Mayfair. You'll need no castles in Spain. Yes, lovers that bless the dark, oh, on the benches in Central Park. Great autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
Just been listening to the delightful voice of Ella Fitzgerald and the lovely voice of Louis Armstrong along with his trumpet from 1957, Autumn in New York. Before that, we heard the song Early Autumn from Anita O'Day, recorded in 1958, and we started off with Bobby Hackett from 1956, Autumn Nocturne. Three lovely songs about a lovely season. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're bringing you recordings of songs by some of the wonderful artists around in the days long ago about the season of autumn, which, if you consulted your calendars, started yesterday. We've just heard three songs about autumn, and we're going to hear two more songs coming up, and this will be about the month of September. And we'll go to 1944, to a song called September in the Rain. As I mentioned, we're looking forward to some changeable weather coming up in a little while. Well, Harry Warren and Al Dubin wrote it for the film Melody for Two. It'll be brought to us this morning by the group led by trumpeter Muggsy Spanier, called Muggsy and His Ragtimers. Muggsy, of course, a wonderful trumpeter too, always fun to listen to, and his group is pretty fine as well. Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, trombone from Myth Mole, Eddie Condon, always welcome, often featured on these small group recordings, and he had his own nightclub, by the way, where a lot of them appeared. Dick Carey on piano, Bob Casey on bass, and Joe Grosso on drums. And after Muggsy, we will hear from Frank Sinatra. And this is from his Columbia days, 1946. He's well into a solo career at this point, and starting to make history with that wonderful voice and style. The song is another fall classic, September Song, written by Kurt Vile and Maxwell Anderson. And that will be the lovely tones of Frank Sinatra. So two songs about September, and we will start with Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtimers, September in the Rain.
Thank you. From May to December, but the days grow short when you reach September and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. And I haven't got time for the waiting game. And the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you. And the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend.
You've just been listening to the fall classic September song from Frank Sinatra. What a beautiful recording of that song. It's been recorded by so many. Frank does a wonderful rendition of it, written by Kurt Vile and Maxwell Anderson. And we started out with the fine trumpet and group Muggsy Spanier and his Ragtimers from 1944, September in the Rain. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're celebrating the arrival of spring, otherwise known as autumn. A delightful season with all its glorious colours, and it's more gentle weather, sort of wedged between the heat of summer and the cold of winter. So we should enjoy this more temperate time and, of course, all those glorious sights and wonders of the season. Well, one of the things, as I've mentioned, that we most note about autumn is the leaves, and especially in this area, with all those beautiful colours, the reds and the golds surrounding us. And so I thought we should have some songs about leaves, and we're going to start with one from Glenn Miller and his orchestra from 1940, called appropriately, and we'll be seeing this before too much longer, Falling Leaves, as all those beautiful colours disappear from the trees and carpet our ground. Well, the song is written by Frankie Carl and Mac David, and as I said, brought to us by Glenn Miller, a very popular orchestra in the late 30s. And early 40s. And then we're going to go to 1954 and to another trumpeter. Well, we've had some lovely trumpeters this morning, and we're going to hear from another one. One of the delightful trumpeters from the 20th century, and that's Chet Baker. He had a beautiful mellow tone to his trumpet, Very gentle style and a wonderful technique. On this recording, he's joined by friends Russ Freeman on piano, Carson Smith on bass, and Bob Neal on drums. The song is called Lullaby of the Leaves, which is a really lovely way of describing what we have to look forward to. And it was written by Bernice Petkir and Joe Young. Chet Baker from 1954. And we'll start with Glenn Miller and his orchestra, Falling Leaves from 1940.
Thank you.
You've just been listening to the delightful trumpet of Chet Baker along with Russ Freeman on piano, Lullaby of the Leaves from 1954. Before Chet, we heard from Glenn Miller and his orchestra from 1940, Falling Leaves. Two songs celebrating the beautiful leaves and colors of autumn.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and we're coming to you from the University of Ottawa on your dial at 89.1 FM. This morning, we've been celebrating the arrival of fall. According to the calendar, it started yesterday. It may not feel too much like it out there, but we've got a little bit of summer weather left. But soon we'll be enjoying the delights of fall in all its glorious colors. And we've had songs about the season. We've had songs about September, about the leaves. And we're going to have some songs about the weather. And as I've been saying throughout the show, we have some gentle breezes and we have some more rain to look forward to in amongst all of the other features of the season. And that's what we're going to hear coming up. From 1950, we will start with Dinah Shore with a song written by Carol Butts. And the song is called I Had a Talk with the Wind and the Rain. And I don't think I've ever played this song before. It's a lovely song. And of course, Dinah, one of the great entertainers and singers of the century, a very long and wonderful career. And that lovely, lovely voice. We'll follow Dinah with another lovely voice from Lena Horne, who also had a long and brilliant career. She started out in the 1930s and was a jazz singer, went into more mainstream work later on in her career, appeared in movies, and made many, many recordings, and had a wonderful, long career. Well, we will hear from Lena in 1941 with a song written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler called Ill Wind. And the orchestra is directed by Lou Bring. And that will be the lovely voice of Lena Horne. And then we're going to go back to 1940, back 1 year actually, to the orchestra led by Jimmy Dorsey, and it was immensely popular in the 1940s, one of the two Dorsey brothers. And he had a long lineup of wonderful singers with his band, and one of the most famous was Bob Eberly, and they had many hits together. The song we will hear this morning, brought to us by Bob Eberly along with the Dorsey Orchestra, is called The Breeze and I. It was written by Ernesto Lou Lacuna, Al Stillman, and this particular piece was arranged by Camerata. So three songs about the autumn weather, and we'll start with Dinah Shore, I Had a Talk with the Wind and the Rain.
I had a talk with the wind and the rain, told them about a heart filled with pain, told them about a love that had died, and the wind sighed, and the rain cried. I said a prayer to the moon and the stars, asked them to soothe my heart's aching scars, asked them to bring my love back to me, and then suddenly they answered my plea. The stars began to twinkle, the moon came smiling through, the rain became a merry sprinkle and sweet as the dew. I watched the sky as the cloud disappeared. The mist had gone and the heavens had cleared. Then, like the tide flowing in from the sea, my love came back to me.
The stars began to twinkle, the moon came smiling through, the rain became a merry sprinkle and sweet as dew.
I watched the sky as the cloud disappeared. The mist had gone and the heavens had cleared. Then, like the tide flowing in from the sea, my love came back to me.
No good. and I are saying with a sigh that you no longer care. The breeze and I are whispering goodbye to dreams we used to share. Ours was a love song that seemed constant as the moon, ending in a strange, mournful tune. And all about me they know you have departed without me, and we wonder why the breeze and I know you have departed without me, and we wonder why the breeze and I, the breeze and I.
You've just been listening to the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra with Bob Eberle providing the lyrics on the song The Breeze and I from 1940. Before that, we heard the gorgeous tones of Lena Horne from 1941, Ill Wind, written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. And we started out with Dinah Shore and her delightful recording of the song I Had a Talk with the Wind and the Rain, recorded in 1950. Well, we're coming to the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I do hope you enjoyed our recordings about this season that has just arrived, a beautiful season of autumn. And I hope you'll be able to join me again next week for more music from days gone by. Do please stay with us. Randy's will be joining us in just a few minutes with 2 hours of fabulous jazz for you this afternoon. And we have one more song for you this morning. We'll go to the UK, to the late 40s, and an orchestra led by George Mellacrino. Well, he was a very fine violinist. He was also a singer, mostly in the 1930s. And in the 1940s, he set up his own orchestra called the Mellacrino Strings and played his own compositions. They played some of the popular music standards, and they also played some light classical. We'll hear them this morning with the song written by Joseph Cosma called Autumn Leaves. George Mellacrino and the Mellacrino Strings.
Thank you.